listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic.
Check out the top.
Don't be the subject.
Don't be the subject.
We keep it poppin'.
Hey, we keep it poppin'.
You can be up next.
You can be up next.
We are more than culture.
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 More than culture. We are more than culture. More than culture.
I'm sorry.
Let me get a water.
Shroom coffee, some truffle.
Yeah, I'll be living here, nigga. Y'all forgot I live in Birmingham. I got this. I looked today. The slowest route here from my house was 1 hour and 28 minutes. The quickest route was
1:30.
The other one was 1:44.
Why would they even put that up there?
Sheesh.
I wouldn't take the long route. Hey.
Nigga,
you see what 12 at? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, some niggas just kind of avoid 12.
On the long route?
Yeah. It seemed like you can see where they had a little bit, but they move.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't
want to
go 85.
They
be in vehicles.
Yeah, they move.
They move.
Sometimes you don't want to go.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, bro.
Because I done had the ways of thinking I'm going not. Avoid the police and get pulled right over. Like, damn, he wasn't on there.
He was not on there.
Shit.
You think he just got on the exit?
He just came over there.
Right.
To get you.
More than culture is the brand. It's the more than culture show. Come on, the secret genius.
Remo Rod.
Chronicles of Tyler.
Ronnie Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back, bro.
Yeah, man.
One time for the West Side.
One time for the LA. LA.
Niggas out there gang banging on jokes.
Yeah, man, shit was fun, bro. All
right, so drop it on us, bro. Like, Chocolate Sundays.
Chocolate motherfucking Sundays.
Kamal Secret, you heard your name getting called. Like, what was going on? Like, butterflies, like Atlanta butterflies on the road butterflies? Or you like, yo, these niggas is whack. I'm about to kill it.
Nah, it's typical pre-show jitters, man. Nothing outside the ordinary, man. That's what the reps is for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sydney.
Come on.
He was hosting. So once I saw that Sid was hosting, I knew it was, you know what I'm saying, the comfort was not going to be an issue, you know what I'm saying, because he know me. So it's just it was fun, man. Went out there and ripped. It's a good time, man. Shout out to everybody, because Lonnie did tell me, she pulled me to the side when I first got there and said she has never received more calls vouching for a comedian than she got. Me.
Come on, man.
So shout out to y'all niggas.
Hey, man, shout out to that shit, man.
Oh, my God. That's
not a thing. Unsolicited. I ain't asked nobody to call nobody on my behalf, but niggas just reached out. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all niggas for that.
Yeah, bro.
Takes a village to make a joke.
You know, because Kamal wasn't even talking at first. And then he started doing his comedy.
He was mute for about 14 years. Did you do any other rooms?
Yeah, I did Monday Ray's the next night.
Ooh, that's another hit. It's hard to get on that stage.
Double play.
Yeah, man. Had fun there, too.
Shout out to Lewis. Shout out to D-Ray, man. It
was a good trip, man.
D-Ray was there?
D-Ray was there.
Okay.
Lewis was hosting. D-Ray did about a quick little 10 minutes, bro. Brought K-Dub.
I like he's raising up the legacy of
him. Yeah, trying to hand it over to Lewis.
Yeah, man.
People come to see D-Ray, but he's still there to kind of, you know.
Should be live.
That's the Improv, right?
Yeah.
That's the same place. A lot of people get out there. We break shit up. We tear shit apart. Like they be niggas be calling around like them niggas here.
Yeah. You got the some British hitters coming.
Right.
Ain't nobody say you stay here now? You here now?
Nah, I ain't get
that.
I
mean, they stealing your jokes if they
you, bro, that shit
is out here.
Yeah,
you say yes. Yeah.
Bro,
everywhere.
Bro, I came back feeling all good about my LA experience. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, they asked me, like, am I moving out there and shit? This nigga running, like, yeah, they about to steal your jokes.
Yeah.
That's
why they asked you.
Like,
what you doing?
Damn.
Doing them jokes.
Man. Ain't no love in these comedy streets.
Oh, hey, man.
They trying to make it out there, bro.
They don't have enough experience. Mm-hmm. They just auditioning.
In LA, they got to tell as many jokes they can to keep a dick out their mouth.
Oh, my God.
Y'all be looking. All right.
What
did
you
start
again?
I said in LA,
okay,
you got to tell as many jokes as you can to keep a dick out of your mouth.
Oh, boy.
Like Andy was covered to go to a store.
Exactly. Right. Like, we on the same show. They know you here.
Andy's coming. Speaking of being on the same bro, show, you,
oh. The fold up. It's just
and it's coming. Speaking of shows, man, go and get the More Than Kultur comedy special right now. Right, yes. More Than Kultur Church. Damn, morethanculture.com.
/
Thank y'all for running it up, everybody that has been. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's time.
You did.
Yeah.
A lot of comments, is, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for watching our stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we funny still. Well, I'm just talking for me because it's hard to be funny a long time, nigga.
I bet, man. You up,
nigga, cause especially when you hear a nigga that sound like you, you be like, well, I remember I used to do that joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You got to reinvent yourself.
Or it's like,
right?
Like your tone. It's like, ugh, I just, but. It's flattery at the same time, but it's still like, I got to keep coming with some new shit. Mm-hmm. That's why the reps is everything, bro. Staying on stage helps everything.
For sure.
And I'm glad I'm hosting on these weekends, so I get to play around a little bit more.
Yeah, sir.
Headlining for 10 years is never fun, because it's like B-Dot said on the other episode. you in the hotel room by yourself, you know what I'm saying? You, and you got to go up and do an hour every night, and it got to destroy.
So right.
It's like, a lot of pressure.
I kind
of
like it. I ain't going to lie. I be by myself all the time anyway.
I like it. But
let's go,
like,
Rabbit.
I can't like it too much because I got people that want to be around me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so you got to go home. You got kids and shit.
Yeah, man. That pandemic, I was cool. I was like, okay. I could be all right. I liked it.
Yeah.
I want it back. I want the pandemic to happen again.
So no, we know you don't want that.
Well, I don't want the disease and famine and shit.
Disease and famine.
Famine.
This nigga went to Revelations 13 and 12.
You
want everybody stay home alert?
Yeah, like stay home and get like a check from the government. That was kind of a time.
What a time to be alive.
Okay. What they was giving out, I don't remember.
It was like 1,200. Yeah, it wasn't even like no life changing, no bread.
It wasn't enough, but everybody was fucked up.
I ain't getting
that.
No
was fucking crazy, though. Everybody was fucked up, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And I tell you, once them slow niggas started getting them checks and going to the strip club, oh my I said, God, man, get this man out this club with his house key around his neck. And I would do the PDP. He ain't supposed to be here. Why he got on side 16 he and he 5'9"? The strip club crumbs.
That's stupid.
That nigga be dancing with the bitches. Yeah. Y'all ass niggas. Like, you ain't supposed to be in here, man. You ain't supposed to dance back with him. You ain't
supposed to dance back.
Hey.
That's funny.
I don't think people know that, bro. If you come to Atlanta, do not dance back,
look,
bro.
Sit your ass down, nigga.
My second time going to the strip club, I started dancing with the hoes.
Oh, started dancing.
I got up on that ass.
There's two types of niggas in this world.
The nigga that I was with, bro, He like, he had punched me, but he was like, yo, bro, come on, bro. Hey, man. Hey, dog.
Look, when rewind his hands like this, he was like, so the first time.
No, I'm just like, so the first time I'm just looking, I'm
you
like.
You were casing the joint.
Like, wow.
So I'm a damn with that bitch.
Yo. Never in my life.
I was 14, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, it was like.
Yes, nigga. I'm like, oh, my.
About to be on that ass with your pussy open.
Oh, my God.
That's why they don't let 14-year-olds in the club.
About to be on your ass with your pussy open.
My first time in the strip club, I was like, you can get steak in this motherfucker.
That nigga went to the menu.
Oh, shit.
Gentlemen's Club had some good ass food there. Ah! Shout out to the old niggas who know about the Gentlemen's Club. Oh, five star kitchen.
Five star. Oh my God.
They got steak in this motherfucker. They got steak and tennis. Well, I'm with this. Going down.
That's a song, Steak and Titties.
Man, speaking of B-Dot's other episode, I remember going out there one time for the show, and they had a strip club, bro. Them niggas was selling the most southern comfort food you ever see in a goddamn strip club.
Inside the club?
Bro, I said, why I got Salisbury steak?
At a strip club?
They got greens.
Smothered and covered.
Come out of strip club with your money gone and your foot swollen. It's cornbread.
I got to take this shoe off, because I done ate too much gravy at the club.
You got pot pie?
Hey, bro.
Imagine
eating a pot pie.
Smooth out them little sandals.
Bro, that's funny as fuck, bro.
Give me some of that. Give me some dog meat.
We got okra this week.
I couldn't believe that.
A bitch eating okra and dance though is hilarious. I'm just saying.
A woman eating okra is hilarious.
Shout out to women. We know y'all are women. We appreciate y'all.
That was so awkward.
What? What?
It sounds like you getting at somebody. Shout out to women. We know you women and we appreciate.
I'm just saying they trying to call real women, cis women. That's not a thing.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's not a thing. They're right. Women. They're born women. I'm just saying.
What does the cis mean? Like sister?
I don't know. They just put it on there, and they making people say it. And I'm like, how y'all get to make people say shit all the time?
Cisgender, I believe, is like.
But why? It's just a woman.
That shit ain't in the Bible. It's a nigga like, yo, this shit ain't in the Bible.
Yeah, oh, nah. Nigga, Tyler's like, it's not in the business. Said, I'm gonna get off with it.
Nah, I'm just trying to think, man. It's like,
don't talk about it.
No. I really think it is. It's a so say in the trans community, everybody that is upset with whatever people are saying about them. It's just like anything else. It is probably a small number of actual trans people that are upset with anybody misgendering them or saying he, they, with all that stuff. It's just the smaller group is just the loudest. So it feels like all trans people care. Most trans people probably don't give a fuck about what nobody's saying.
Yeah, they like, bro.
This nigga already threw his dick away. You think you give a fuck? You think he care about your opinion? You think a nigga that pulled his dick off and gave it to the man at the shop or at the hospital care about your opinion? No, man. That nigga has a mind of their own.
All right, so this is, I mean, I guess I should ask somebody who's trans this.
Oh, my God.
Never mind, I ain't even going to ask.
What are we doing?
What I'm like, shit? Do they keep their dick on?
I'm laughing.
Do they keep their dick on ice?
No,
it's like,
stop,
like, if I want to go back.
Man, Falcons. Falcons.
Can you put it back on?
No, bro.
Hey, what happened when y'all was at the Super Bowl?
This is a real question.
But drumline. So when y'all did that,
Roddy acting like he ain't starting this conversation.
Fuck you mean, bro.
But you know some people. You know how you can't bring up certain shit in front of people today.
I'm surprised it took me that long to go left. I was trying my best to be, you know, solid.
Well, I'm just letting women know we fuck with y'all for real. Like, don't make it seem like we not standing up for y'all.
Yeah, I did see a lot of shit on Twitter about not protecting women.
Yeah, man. This weekend, I'm like, what? My whole job is that.
Like, I can protect the women that's around me. I can't protect you on your phone.
Can't protect all women on earth.
Yeah, I mean, and you need better. You probably need better niggas around you though. That's another thing you probably need to think about. If like you don't feel protected, you need to check your circle. Just like if you don't feel like your circle is raising you up to different standards and pushing you to do different things, you probably need to change your circle. Same thing with the niggas.
Your circle ain't got you trying to get two Cubans?
You did?
We nigga?
Hey, man, gas station outside. Or not?
We in debt, baby.
We trying to get down.
Hey, we team debt. What are you talking about?
Team debt.
Ain't riding that bitch. The hell?
Nah, for real. Like, yeah, stock you don't options. Have enough, that, like, all bullshit aside, if you just take some inventory. Take some friend group inventory. And see, you know, maybe not what they're doing.
Don't have no friends, though.
Maybe not what they're doing, but how they're going about it. Because everybody's not who they're going to be. But if they're going about things in a certain way, they're going to be something. You know what I mean? So pay attention to that. If they ain't going about things in a certain way, you probably need to not let them alone, but, you know, take a little less time to reach out to them.
Let them alone.
Yeah.
Let them alone.
Let them alone.
Hey, man, how was Jacksonville, bro?
Down to
the Hot Mafia.
Oh, man.
How is Tip progressing? How's our student?
So, look. Man, he's fucking really funny, dog. And, like, going up after three really great comedians, that's something that is kind of unprecedented.
Ain't nobody holding back on none of that shit. Niggas coming with that.
Nah, you got 15 minutes to dog that ass out. And I was up there peeling the carpet out that motherfucker. You hear me? But yeah, Tibbs is going up there doing his thing. He's getting more into the storytelling of it and all. And I want to say that weekend with the Netflix Vegas weekend, I think it, in most people's eyes, legitimized him doing comedy because people probably just heard about it and then seeing he may be coming to the city and may buy a ticket or not. But once it was in, it was like, oh, okay, this nigga's really into it. So, you know, we had added two shows and they both sold out. So it's six sold out shows for the weekend. Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to end up coming to the city. We're going to be in Philly.
Philadelphia,
in August,
yeah.
Man. In August, well, middle of August, I'm sorry, like 16th?
17th through the 19th, I believe, yeah. August 17th through
19th. Make sure y'all pull up, Philly.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a good time, man. Shout out to Jacksonville. It's a great comedy crowd. Like, it was another place where I was like, okay, could be a place to shoot your special. They give you your laughs.
Yeah.
And you might, you know, if you quiet for a second, you might hear them still kind of laughing at that shit, just trying to catch their breath. It's those type of people.
Yeah, that's how Virginia Beach was this weekend. Shout out to Virginia Beach, man. My nigga Bink came out. Bink pulled up.
Hey.
He didn't come to the show, but he pulled up and took us to the beach and shit.
Okay. Take a second and look up Bink the producer.
Man, the humble monster.
Yeah.
Bink Harrell. He did Lights, Camera, Action, Mr. Cheeks. He did his first record was Black Street Before I Let You Go.
That is crazy. That's
Teddy wild. Riley got his beat.
It's your first one.
First shit out the gate.
That's a classic. Black.
He did All I Need. Jay-Z, yeah. All I Need, Mama Loves Me. He did the other third of the Blueprint one that they don't mention. They mentioned Just Blaze. They mentioned Kanye. They never mentioned Bink. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because he never signed with them. He never took the deal. He never wanted to be managed by them. They and now they call him bitter because he asked for his money all the time. And he did Santorini Grease by Rick Ross, too. So that's one of the later, the newer.
You got to get Bink on the show again,
man. We got to get Bink on the show, man.
Audio together.
Pulled up Virginia, but I've been going to Virginia Beach since, like, 05, and it felt good. It was like, oh, nigga, these because they got military town. People from everywhere. And you still got the street niggas in there.
Yeah. So, speaking of Bink, it got me thinking about old episodes. And on the 85 app, I'll check it out. We got some of our classic episodes on there streaming on the app. So
shout out to all the 85 percenters, man, who just transferred. Like, yo, who these niggas? Yeah.
Those were our first fans, I think. The 85 percenters was coming over very early.
Yeah, because we had the DC episode super loyal early.
Yes,
super loyal Los fans. So y'all in the Costa Ricans, y'all meet each other. Y'all make sure y'all get each other's phone number.
You did.
Right. Stay in touch.
You never know when you need a jump.
That's real. Man. That's real as fuck.
That's real shit.
That's like a secret genius moment.
Give you a jump, nigga. You got to reevaluate your whole little circle, my dog.
Remo got the weekends on lock, don't you?
Hey, man, weekends going crazy.
They're singing, man.
Saturday, we at Clutch. If you in Atlanta, the best karaoke brunch is Saturday at Clutch Atlanta. We got some good-ass food, too, man. Y'all just really got
y'all
to pull
up. Y'all be flying in to go
the food be really goddamn
Clutch
good.
Clutch ain't that far from my crib. I love it.
Bro.
I just ain't been home, like, the last few times. I'm
coming. Man, that shit is a good time. And Sunday nights. We had Uptown, man. Hosting Uptown, man. We just had Two Ray. Killed that shit. I'm putting smoke on these niggas, bro.
Yo, you got a brunch. You got something on Sunday besides Uptown.
I feel like it was taken away from Saturday. Like, Sunday nights at Uptown to me is a classic night. And it's like, if you get the opportunity to do Sunday nights,
I used to have Sunday night.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you got Sunday nights, bro, like, you got the motherfucking.
I'm laughing because I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm laughing because I remember reading the comment. Somebody said, "Your story ain't hitting no shit if Ronnie don't break into it and relate it to what he got." So, but your story ain't hitting no shit if Ronnie don't cut you off and be like,
"I had a Sunday. Yeah, I did that."
You ain't telling no good story, but if my boy don't come on.
But yeah, man. So that's going up. What I will say is, make sure you save the name with the number. Like you ever met somebody
several times
and you might have text something that was like, I can connect you because
it's Remo.
Girl, your feet big as hell. Like you know what I'm saying? Like a joke or something that y'all connected to or whatever, just to kind of put a little notation.
Toxic. A little toxic.
A little toxic, you know what I'm saying?
They get them to call you back.
This nigga fucking funny.
So you gotta talk shit. You can't just be like, "Oh, you beautiful, clean." Your feet big as fuck. But anyway,
you communicate better. Your feet big as fuck. That's what I'm gonna argue about. You communicate better, but your feet big as fuck, man.
Size 13 ass toes. So I didn't say the number, bro.
Okay.
And nigga.
It's just me and you now. Come on.
My nigga, we talking for like a week. Just texting.
Okay, bam.
Go pick her up, dog. It's the wrong girl.
Ooh.
I'm talking about. First off, I don't even know how I got this chick's information. I'm talking about she came out of the house looking like.
Looking, she's like, I'm out of town.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
She's fighting a bitch from Double Dragon?
Nigga.
Why was she in fight position?
Why was
bro,
this?
Did a girl just give you the wrong number?
Mm. Or do you still have the other girl's number you
or
thinking
do you,
about?
Or, yeah.
You know, the girl he was thinking about gave him.
Nah, it wasn't that. I remember being fucked up and meeting this person.
Okay.
At one point.
And I'm thinking it's the.
But she obviously cool though.
She.
Yeah, she cool. You had a good time. You better.
Nah.
You had a good time through text.
I'm talking about.
Roasted, talking shit through.
Oh, each other.
How bad was it when she came out of the house? Facebook, on the scale of Lil Mama the Rich Boy. Lil Mama the Rich Boy.
My pussy paint.
Man. So close to the rich boy side, bro.
What you do, bro?
Man.
Pulled out. I would pull out. Fuck that, cuz.
Nah. Hey, 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 you know it's crazy. You know it's crazy. So I pulled up. I should have asked for a picture of IG or something, bro. Like,
didn't get a picture.
I didn't get a picture.
FaceTime,
I didn't
get,
yeah, I do none, you ain't FaceTime.
I ain't do none of that shit. It was just text, thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I ain't been single. Really FaceTime thirsty. Was invented.
Thirsty.
You know what I'm saying? So, bro, nigga was outside.
Alcohol, man.
Wait, did y'all, so y'all actually went out?
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't go out.
You sat in the driveway.
Yeah, we.
That's what I'm saying. What?
We
sat in the driveway and text each other.
We drove around smoking. Like, I can't be seen.
All right, nigga picked up his homeboy.
Yeah, it felt like a homie.
Oh, nigga, Remo thought it.
Nigga said I can't be seen. Well, come on, Remo, is she that bad?
My dude.
Hold on, bro. There's my not enough dude. Drunk in the world to give someone a nut.
You take? Did you take a picture after?
All right, so let me tell you. Let me tell you something. When I'm intoxicated, sometimes I don't see clear.
That's how it works. Yeah, that's, I don't think that's just
it's
you.
It's called
I
beer
think
goggles, bro. Yeah. For a reason.
I think so that's listen, pretty standard.
This chick right here was not on 20/20 vision, bro. She
had
just
two runny eyes.
And my third eye was fucked up too. I couldn't even see.
Got that on demon time.
Nigga, demon
time.
She didn't have a body or nothing.
Nigga, she had nothing.
This nigga done
bag
but
a woman's name.
But a woman's name is hilarious.
Bro, she came outside. I'm just like,
she watching your show.
How
like
in
real.
The fuck? But I'm nice though.
Yeah, you're a gentleman.
I'm nice.
Not no more. She watching.
No, I'm nice. So like,
what would you
say?
To her?
For instance, it was this weird lady at Uptown Sunday. She was like, yo, you're hilarious. Like, can I follow you or something? I was like, yeah, you got IG, whatever. She's like, I don't have any social media. So, like, so I was like, yo, take my number. I'll just email you a flyer.
Oh, it was a crazy fan.
So, I don't
know. Went out with, nigga?
Bro.
So, you think that was her?
No. That was not her. This was an older lady.
You
she
still
was
got,
weird.
See, you see how you get the
but,
boom
but
boom
I'm
numbers?
Saying I'm nice like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You gave your number, not
just gave my email. I just gave my number, and I'm texting this random motherfucker. Mm. And I pulled up. All right, so I was about to say. So when I pulled up, she gave me the location.
She said, okay, Ben.
So nigga, I pulled up. And it's like 3 minutes go by. I'm like, yo, like where you at, bro? Like we still texting.
God, ain't no way, no.
Bruh. I'm like, bro, where you at, bro? Because I'm about to ride out. And she was like, oh, my bad, my phone.
My bad, I'm ugly. I forgot.
I was about to say, ain't no fucking way.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting.
Yeah, nah.
And then she
that's
comes out the house.
That's why I draw the line. I'm not even mad at you not being attractive. I'm not mad you not being attractive. But if you're going to be late and ugly,
oh,
guy,
my God.
Late and ugly.
Tyler, bro, I don't
episode.
Like the streets. The streets is not for me,
that's
man.
What you I get. Know, man. Hilarious. That's why you keep rushing back into relationships.
Hey, man, the streets is not for me,
you still
got to
take
man.
Your time. And just don't be in the streets. Be with yourself, bro.
Nigga, I am, bro. Yeah. But guess what?
Be in the house. You can
yeah,
be in the house.
Yeah, I do. But guess
what?
You got to go outside.
What you going to do now she at home showing her friends Bay Podcast?
Bay Podcast.
She ain't got some social media.
No, she got it now.
No. This she one, she Dracula, bro.
Was she listening to by herself?
No. She was,
She playing the women's football
game? Yeah, she got such a backstory, too,
she's
bro.
She's poor and ugly?
Man, watch out. Yeah, man, watch out.
Let me out, though.
Bruh, I promise you, bro, we drove around and smoked that blunt, man. I dropped off. I was like, yo, you come on, Remo. Okay. Like, you got to talk to yourself after this. She's like, come on, Remo,
she
man.
She like a pep talk.
You got to goddamn, dude, you got to tighten up, baby. You know what I'm saying? We are better than this.
Now, look, y'all, we know.
And then the demon time, Remo, the best, he said, we're not.
We're not better than this. This is how we do it. Put on 50 Cent.
Hey, circle back.
Pull back up.
Hit her back up.
I'm just going to pull up on y'all.
I just went to the store to get some Mad Dog.
She probably stayed on somebody's couch like, I think this is the one, guys. He might let me stay.
Nah, son. Yeah. Fuck that. She ain't seen nothing.
What was the backstory?
Man.
Is it Vietnam?
I need to know.
Vietnam.
We need to get a backstory to know if we would have caught the red flags.
Oh, man.
What was y'all texting about?
Bruh.
Football.
This nigga like, man, this nigga don't know shit.
Remo says the Falcons. She's some shit about those sports. Play for them. This nigga went out with goddamn Algie Crumpler.
Pulled up on TJ Duckett.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. She stepped outside and did a Dirty Bird dance. I was like, you know what, bitch?
2012, right? Shut up. All right,
now 2012, look, listen, y'all. We are not bashing women.
No.
It's just funny.
We just bashing ugly people. It's just funny. And you ever see somebody so ugly, God? You be like, God,
trip. Bro, you ain't ever went out. You never went out with nobody ugly.
I have got caught like that one time.
Come on, bro. That's the worst shit in the world.
College. This nigga, the internet had just came out. It was a shit called College Club that everybody was on.
Okay.
Ugly people made profiles, man.
Bro, I was supposed to meet this girl at fucking at Lenox.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw her and went back home, bro.
You ain't speak?
No.
Man.
I got right back on the train.
Like, oh, that's
Carrie.
A red shirt. She's like, she
I got right back on the train and went right back to Ashby Station.
That's what I'm saying, G.
Come on, like, nah, bro. I'm stand by the Jordans.
Man, do you know the... Then I told myself, I was like, why am I doing this anyway? I go to Clark Atlanta.
Yeah, that's reckless.
That's what I'm saying. You got to talk to yourself after you do that dumb shit.
I talked to myself the whole
fuck you mean, bro? You like, yo, come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? You know who you are. Yo, look in the mirror.
It's literally a real fashion show. Old Clark Atlanta.
Every day. Like, what am I doing, bro?
Oh, every part of the campus.
Go back to school, bro.
You like, bro, I'm at the PE bill. They coming out bad as
fuck. Nigga was trying that internet thing out.
Yeah, right. Never did it again.
Nigga was like, you going to come on the yacht? Nah, I got somebody. I'm finna be.
I got a .com day.
That nigga caught a bus to the train. Like, goddamn it.
Yeah, that's a long way back, too. Got that bus train.
Walked to the train station like, fuck.
Man, I'd have told y'all my double catfish story, but that wasn't like a date. But I be fucking with ugly women now. You know what I mean?
They fuck you the hardest.
They do, man.
They said they fuck you the hardest.
They got something to prove. Mm-hmm.
Tell your ugly fucking story in the comments.
Yo. Everybody unique though. I think, like, you know what I mean.
This nigga nice as fuck over here trying to be nice.
I'm about to say, like even the women that I have crushes on, I can see. If someone called them ugly, you feel
yeah,
what
they
I
got
mean?
Like a yeah, I see.
They got
saying.
Like an ugly
little trait or something.
Got, like everybody got ugly quality to them facts, at some point. You facts, know what I mean? Facts. Like somebody's like can find the ugly in everything.
And some people grow into they ugly.
Yeah, man. Yes,
because it was.
It's a lot of.
It was this girl at Clark that was just so like, just classically ugly. In the, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the classic sense of the word.
What's classic sense of the word?
Like, just everything just unsymmetrical. You know what I'm saying? Like, one up, one down on everything.
God damn.
Like on the
right, hey, you guys?
Yeah, she looked crazy. But, like, somehow, like, that shit, like, shifted. You know what I'm saying? And she don't look like that no more. I don't think she had no surgery. I think her face just leveled out.
You know what it is? She keep
her face leveled out.
Her face had
she
vertigo.
She keep a magnet in her right pocket.
To keep the screws from...
Keep your face pulled.
I can't believe y'all niggas.
Yeah, I'm going to stop, bro. It's just fucked
it
up.
It sounds weird. Like,
it's fucked up.
I mean, everybody done had an experience, man, like that, man. Everybody can relate.
Ugly person. We are.
That's, That's what I'm saying.
Everybody ugly to somebody.
Let's hear it.
Kyle's like, I know Ronnie ain't talking.
Brother.
Yes, I am. I was deprived at all times.
I told y'all the ninth grade catfish story when I went to the prom at ninth grade. Bro, I met this girl at a high school turn the lights off party. Just basically all the lights off, you in a room with a whole bunch of fucking teenagers, y'all just fucking being teenagers.
Being musty.
Yeah, it's fucked.
I know it's stinking.
Oh my God. All types of shit going on. So I meet her in this space.
Dark room?
In this dark fucking room.
Good place to meet somebody ugly.
Kind of thick, you know what I'm saying?
Had all, it's dark, you just feeling shit.
It had all the trends, soft. You know what I'm saying?
You were sense down, my boy.
My nigga, it was prom, so she invited me to prom. She's like, I ain't got no date, whatever. She was a junior.
I'm about to say it's her senior.
Probably. No, hell no. She was a junior. She was like, I ain't got no date. Like, would you drive? Like, would you go? I was like, yeah, that's cool. 15 as fuck. Did not have.
Drive, nigga. What?
The first time I was on the highway was this date. My nigga, I got dropped off at her mom's house, and she was like, "Here's the keys to the car." I was like, I done drove to the store, but to the, on the highway, nigga. The
highway is crazy.
You oh my exit, god, nigga, I got a suit on. Like, oh okay.
You in somebody else's shit too?
Oh okay. But when I seen her, when she revealed herself, she had a mustache. I just remember her being so hairy, bro. And then when we came up the escalator, like the prom was here. We come up the escalator, and then you know people at the prom can see you coming up there.
Everybody like,
she was probably like 2-3 steps up. And everybody was like, oh shit, hell no.
I think Remo with Burt Reynolds.
Everybody was like, oh shit, they go Talisha.
Like, <it's so> people were like, Talisha got a date.
And nigga, I'm right behind her. Talisha,
everybody, Talisha got a date. What's up, old boy?
It was like at least 2-3 people are like,
yo.
What grade was she in?
She was 11.
Oh, man.
Bro, like, how soon was this? From, like, this was, like, the next day?
No, 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 no. It was probably, like, okay. 2 weeks.
Right. Oh, you was talking to her the whole time?
Yeah, phone shit.
I mean, either way, I really don't think you can say you got catfish, because catfish involves some deception. She ain't do nothing.
Yeah, she was just in a dark space. Yeah.
Remo just rolling with whoever let him
with long sleeves.
With long sleeves on.
She had long sleeve bikinis. Man. She had a game She named me Fango, man. I went to the prom.
Hey, that pussy was snapping on you. Missed out.
I missed out.
Somebody hit it, though. Oh. One of them niggas who was talking shit hit it.
That pussy dragging on the floor, you hear me?
Bruh.
Nigga was the date of the chick who probably would never had a date. Yeah. That's crazy.
She didn't have a date.
I remember.
You doing God's work, man.
Met a girl in college at a dance like that. It was kind of dark, but she was fine. You could still see her. But the only problem was, even though it was dark, you could find her by her smell. I was like, yo, it smelled like boiled pennies.
it wasn't must. It wasn't coochie.
It was copper.
It was like, what's going on?
You got a high mercury level.
You eat too much salmon.
You must eat tuna.
Right.
Yeah, but that was like,
her pH was crazy.
People didn't know about that shit back then, nigga.
Bruh,
putting on speed stick and shit.
I remember like pulling up on this girl like I was 19. Mm-hmm. She was fine as fuck, bro, in the band.
I mean,
no, she was fine as fuck, clarinet in the record. Band, but she was raised by her grandma, and her vagina was powdery. It was a lot of powder down yonder.
So her vagina was powdery.
Powdery. Right, it was just like,
I've seen that before.
She might have hit it. Was it hot outside? That's
I mean,
trick.
But
that's
it was cake.
It had a little hair on it too.
Yeah,
like a fudge round.
I mean, if she bust the powder in the
bag, like a fudge.
When it's hot outside, motherfuckers who got old grandpa.
I've seen little shits before. They got the powder in the hair on it. That bitch is like just like a little frosted fudge round.
Hey man, we love women, man. What are we doing?
Wow. You keep going into these dark tales.
That's just Remo back in these streets again.
Nah, man.
It's hard, ain't it?
No, I'm good, bro. I ain't really.
No,
streets.
You ain't good.
Nah, yeah, I see. You've centered yourself.
Nah, bro.
What do you do?
Cool. I have been in therapy.
Y'all don't follow Remo?
They don't follow.
My algorithm don't fuck with
me. No, I follow you.
I know y'all follow, but y'all might not be seeing him. But yeah, right. My boy has been on a, like, he had
been a little journey, man.
Yeah. He like, he doing like when the woman get broke up with.
He got a waist trainer on? He doing squats with a waist trainer?
Remo doing a woman glove.
This nigga walk around battery park with some tights on.
Water.
Lululemon. Getting my feet done, getting sugar scrubs. See what I'm saying?
You should be taking care of yourself.
Nah, for self-care is the only care, baby.
Because when you're with someone for so long, you start being by yourself and you're like, damn, I don't know how to care for myself like I thought I did.
Yes,
like, man. I need to, at least.
You period. Know you be like, nigga, mm-hmm. I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
You be like, God damn. I don't care
for it. Like, what?
Yeah, man.
That's what y'all niggas, hey, bro. Yeah, y'all niggas out there, stay with your old lady,
man. Stay with your old lady. Chill out, bro.
Work that shit out, unless it's like something crazy, like she got pregnant on you or something.
Oh, man. Wow. You did.
I don't think you stayed in. That's crazy. But, like, every other thing besides abuse or something, like, you know what I mean? Try to work it out.
But you know what, though? Terrible. You know what, though? That's our motherfucking extreme. It's like, yo, as long as the nigga ain't hitting you and, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't really gave you no disease or nothing. Like, why y'all break up? Like, niggas be like, one too many arguments would make a nigga break up. It's just like,
oh, if you go home and it ain't fun no more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, this draining me.
It's really not fun when you've been with somebody for a long time and you find yourself by yourself. That's a hard life to live. That shit, like, it hurt. Like, it physically can hurt you. Like, it'll physically make you feel like, ah, shit, my heart hurts.
Nah,
is
for
that
sure.
My heart or my chest? Am I dying? What's going on?
Nah, for sure.
And then you play Snoop.
And then you start playing Drake.
I be sound like, I hear that Young Thug audio in my head. I ain't about to fall out, right. Be dead, sit by no hoe now.
You like, crazy as hell.
Nigga be shooting over girls. I know niggas be lying in public.
78% of men in jail probably
over a woman.
For sure.
That's how much power y'all
damn,
got.
Damn, I hope this ain't somebody's first podcast watching this. Yeah, we don't even be talking
crazy.
Like this.
This shit is a little crazy.
Happening. I don't know what's going on.
Niggas just tired?
Maybe. Let the Mary side do some talking, man. How y'all doing?
We over here like, woo. Y'all got it bad,
yeah,
boy.
Man, I'm about to go home and kiss my wife.
Me too.
In the mouth.
Y'all is a relative term. I am doing fine.
Yeah,
I'm doing all right.
I mean, everybody's doing fine.
Yeah, me more over there wearing sweatpants, swim pants.
Yeah, he got some ankle weights on.
Need some swishers.
Remo trying to re-identify itself.
Oh, don't say that. Mm-mm. Yeah, no,
you can't
no,
say
no,
that. I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
No.
Pause.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. You cannot say that.
Not at all.
But yeah, man, that shit is real though. Just like
I don't like the way
self-care.
You
self-care is a good part of mental health. Like you say, now you're getting your feet done.
Real
and,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like getting massages and just little shit to just like take time to so you can live in the moment. Instead of thinking about the past or what you're going to do in the future. Like, a lot of that shit help you live in the moment. And you forget to do that sometimes.
Yeah, you got to live, man.
Yeah. Like, when you put your phone down, you getting a massage or you getting your feet done, your hands done, you can't move your hands or nothing. You just are there. Right there, right where you at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just grounded. How about these grounding mats? You ever heard of them?
No.
I thought you supposed to just walk outside with no shoes on the ground.
That part,
you can,
too.
But, like, if it's, like, a point where you don't have it, like, you're in a city. Say you stay, like, in a condo downtown or something. You know what I'm saying? They got these mats you plug them into the wall and it gives you the same type of. I've been using them for a couple of years now. Like, I feel taller. Not in the sense of physical, but in the sense of spiritual, I feel spiritually taller.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I be above a lot of bullshit.
Bro, we're at an age where you got the zero in.
We at the age where we say we at the age.
We at the age where we say we at the age. But you got the zero in, bro, because, like, right now, bro, you are really setting up the years where you can't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully a nigga will be able to work until he's dead, but maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you 80 and something happened, and if you live to be 93, bro, like, what you gonna do with them 13 years, bro?
Be outside.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm outside!
Shit.
I'm outside on the
with that money, boy. You gotta get that money up.
Get you a nurse.
Get you a nurse. Money.
With a big old boot tag. Not a diaper, though. I mean, real
butt. Did just sit on the beach this weekend like, hey, doing nothing, dude.
Yeah, just unplug it, dog. Unplug yourself out the matrix, man. That matrix is how you set up. How you set up, thinking you're supposed to be doing something that you ain't
that
even
you
gotta
ain't
be doing.
And competing against motherfuckers and shit.
Competing against shit ain't even real.
That shit ain't even real.
You should be competing against yourself, like trying to do better than you did the day before. But you looking at other people who are
with filters,
giving you highlights.
With filters on.
Mm-hmm. In their life. You know what I mean? Ain't doing well. Well, they might be doing well, but they're not doing all the way well.
Yeah.
No one is.
Hey, shout out to the niggas who, not shout out to them, because I don't understand niggas who put filters on their pictures.
Like any of them? Any filters?
Any filters. Like if you on live with a filter.
Oh, no, live is crazy.
you meant like an edited picture, but like a yeah.
Yeah, like if you just
like snap type of
shit. Yeah, you just mm-hmm. filtering it up, bro. Like,
hey man, hey, man. They making niggas look different, bro.
This nigga's against editing.
Yeah. Okay. Remo really in these streets. I'm trying to get rid of all the competition. No, nigga, you make it even.
You need to show your smooth skin.
You need to find out who you text for. You worry about these filters and shit.
Yeah, no, you don't know how to work your phone telling somebody.
Bro, I ain't going to lie, bro. That shit fucks me up.
2 weeks. Get a FaceTime before you pull up.
You ain't getting one picture?
I ain't getting no picture, bro.
What is going on?
I mean, it ain't like we texting every day.
You texting enough to pick her up.
She still texts you now, don't she?
Relative.
Relative.
Nigga still go with her.
A boring know. Motherfucker who ain't got shit to do is looking for her. Hey, what? Well, yeah, I can be ready in about 20 minutes. Like, bitch.
Where y'all go?
In the car.
I try to get her to say what you mean. You don't say
nigga,
you
in the car.
You took it a
Longhorn.
Longhorn. Longhorn is a good place to hide.
Somebody. How long was the ride, bro? One month?
Yes, sir.
You spent the block?
Nah, we went like
how
20.
How you end it? Like, you were like, shit. Like, I'm tired.
My stomach hurt.
True story, nigga.
She said, you come inside, boo boo.
Nah, hell.
Come out, boo boo, wash up when you fuck.
In my friend's house, but she said, you can boo boo if you want.
The couch is mine. She said, I can stay right here.
Oh, man.
You got to fit one. You can't be ugly and have nowhere to live at trying to date somebody. You know, you got a text in the middle of it. Like, when you say it's getting good, you like, hey, man, just want you to know I'm ugly.
Focus on yourself.
Focus, man.
I just need you to know.
Y'all seen anything good lately?
They clone Tyrone was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I feel like it was good. Yeah, a lot of people say it wasn't good. I fucked with it.
I like that. Just being black, man. Black people don't like shit first. And they be like, that shit pretty straight,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, man.
They cloned him for real. That's why.
Right.
Stupid. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, man.
I was about to say, everybody.
Pulling out the Foxx.
Yeah.
Dig.
Thinking that nigga was clone.
Mm-hmm.
What did the fox say?
Got that shit.
But he had that filter on his face. That's why.
He didn't. He didn't look like that.
Nah, bro.
He ain't been outside. He ain't got no sun.
That nigga face was pink,
sick,
bro.
He was sick. Yeah.
Nah, nigga, melanin snapped back, bro.
He almost died.
Melanin snapped back, bro.
You gonna take him a minute to turn back.
Just started walking.
Nigga, melanin snaps back.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's
big
man.
Medical emergency.
So he white?
Yeah. He's cloned.
He's cloned. Where they made him from?
Tapioca pudding.
Took a little bit of Eddie Murphy blood. And a little Tiffany Haddish.
Boy, that's so stupid.
Mixed it together. Like, give me a Jamie Foxx.
Little Eddie and Tiff. Nah, I don't
know. You gotta get a singing Tank.
Tank, nigga, that's funny.
That's crazy. Usher's still making girls go crazy. In the motherfucking concerts.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. He still look like he's fucking 20.
Yeah. Him, Pharrell.
Yeah, he does look the same.
He's skating shit.
You think Pharrell's starting to?
I mean, Pharrell's older than him for sure.
Pharrell got a job now. He's starting to look old.
Yeah, starting to get.
Got a Louis job. Yeah.
Starting to catch up.
Jobs be draining, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Gold teeth is gray. Long in the tooth.
Long. Shit.
Y'all niggas sound like y'all need some cocaine,
but
man.
But always remember, y'all, Keisha Cole played herself in her biopic. That's all
that shit. That shit is so ridiculous.
I've never seen it.
Hell no.
Go watch that shit. It's just so funny.
That new Kevin Hart pretty good, too, though.
Kevin did his thing.
Oh,
you ain't seen it yet?
I didn't even know he
very
had
natural
a new special
set.
Out.
It's on Peacock. That's why.
Yeah. That shit ain't bad.
Niggas ain't cocked with the P yet.
Y'all watch Swagger on Apple TV?
Is it a season 2?
Yeah, it's
a new season.
I watched it.
How they shoot it, they had them niggas on rollerblades shooting the hooping in one take.
I just like it because they could really play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm tired of those movies where niggas can't hoop for real. Yeah. That shit is so stupid.
Winning time coming back home?
August 2nd, boy.
I feel that's like we had this exact conversation in the same order.
Really?
Deja vu type shit.
Damn. Well.
Man, we did, didn't we? Yeah, all right.
Magic Johnson's son out here doing promo for it.
What you call him?
EJ, that's Day the Stallion. He on the family pictures so looking funny, slutty man. As hell, like a slutty vegan.
Slutty vegan.
But I was just amazed how tall this motherfucker is, man. Magic 6'9", he was towering over Magic off to the side. Like, yo.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah, that motherfucker taller than Magic. That's crazy.
Bro, the Lakers needed you.
Sure, he has some
heels. They needed him.
Think he has some heels on?
He'll probably check the shit out of Zion.
You can see his feet and everything.
Some stiletto J's.
Stiletto. Or just in the club. EJ Johnson's too old to be thotting out, though. You got to wear your business suit. You need to be businesswoman era, nigga. You need to boss up. You 40 years old, nigga.
You start dressing like Sarah Jakes.
This nigga acting like he in college, nigga. Grow up, nigga. Be a grown woman, nigga. Be a grown woman. Put your Chanel business shit on, boy.
Chanel business shit.
Get your Claire Huxley belong, nigga.
EJ like he in a Jeep club.
That's good. That's so funny.
That shit made me snot a little bit.
Top off. Size off.
Jeep club. That is the new. That's the new skate crew. The
bro,
Jeep
the club. The club is going
popping up.
Crazy.
I know y'all be hot in them Jeeps, man. I don't give a fuck. It'd be too hot in Atlanta to be riding around.
They be in the Hoochie Daddy shorts and the goddamn booty shorts. All the girls be out there.
Wet than a motherfucker.
Girls being full bikini.
Showing up stanging.
Shout out to all the outside.
Yeah. It's what it wet wipes.
Y'all know now, the stud of this used to come in Lil Wayne, used to come in Gunna. Mm-hmm. Now the little, they come in Jacquees. They little with locks now.
They little with locks.
Bad chick with them. She taller than them.
I thought you was going to say Nav.
They do come in now, green. I'm like an older stud. This is when your auntie 40 something like this.
This
is
when she settled down.
Yeah, she's still trying to lie to her family talking about
that
Denise her roommate.
For a long time.
Yeah, to my mom, Denise my roommate. But y'all don't been to Egypt twice. That ain't your goddamn roommate. That's your wife.
You ain't been to Egypt twice. Egypt. That's hilarious.
Take your motherfucking roommate to Egypt.
Right. Y'all
like
just sucking toes in Egypt.
Illegal as hell.
Illegal as hell.
You out there on the camera with a dicky suit on. What the fuck?
Illegal as hell. It's funny as fuck.
Your auntie was on the camera with a dicky short set on, son.
Hey, yo, I seen this thing online. It's just, it makes me laugh every time. It's this white dude. He works at a roller coaster. Like, he's on his roller coaster.
Oh, he be talking.
And he be talking to that.
It's a slingshot.
Oh, my God, bro. He be like, yeah, I got to check the belts. Hold on.
He says yes. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got to put your seatbelt on. And then go.
Why would people still get on that? People done died on that motherfucker.
That shit funny.
People
done
died on everything. You
got to
get on it.
Yeah. Bro, I seen the roller coaster so raggedy.
People done died on pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You ain't getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
taking that ride off.
Come on.
Huh?
Don't keep getting on that ride.
Come on, somebody.
30 minutes today, bro.
The girl who make a nigga die really got an ego, right?
Yeah.
Her ego crazy. Did Gigi McGuire say she killed the nigga with her pussy on that show?
Gigi dropped some gems, though. Like.
Nah, she did.
She did say a nigga died. Killed the nigga pussy, killed him.
That's crazy.
Look, he's Virgil intrigued.
She just got married again. You see that?
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. Congratulations, wow. Gigi.
She know how she announced it by showing that she got his name tattooed above her pussy.
Oh, Lord.
My girl Gigi off the chain, man. Yeah,
that's an announcement.
That's an announcement.
Whatever. Oh, anybody had that Magic City doc come out on, I think, this Friday. Magic
on City what?
On Hulu, if I'm not mistaken. Jermaine Dupri doing it, too. Just go to Jermaine Dupri's page, and you'll see him.
Him and they doing all the docs. I'm here for it. We need a Jodeci doc. We need to see how.
A lot of cocaine in that doc.
Man, I didn't know KC and, JoJo was like gospel stars as kids.
They were.
Kid got the Haley brothers and shit. They
boys.
They had Jerry Curl. They looked just like Jermaine Dupri on that Freaks Come Out at Night video. That nigga Jermaine Dupri was ugly as hell in that motherfucker. Hey, go
nigga
look at
like a wet gremlin.
That nigga just keep walking towards the camera. Like,
and he
was wiping water on that one.
That nigga went with Penny, bro.
Jermaine Dupri is the man. That nigga, he done lived his life, boy.
He a beast, man.
He looking younger. That's crazy. This nigga, he looked old back in the day with the braid. He like Beanie Man back in the day.
That nigga dated Janet Jackson with a charm bracelet, bro.
And he cheated on her.
God damn, niggas don't give a fuck.
Pussy be gob sometime, though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Holly Berry can't have no good vagina.
Can't.
Bro, niggas is niggas
you
is
know
crazy,
what it
ain't
matter, bro.
Nigga get tired of the person at the house.
Don't cheat. I don't know why you're blaming it on the vagina.
Also, if you whack.
You're a whack person.
Yeah, yeah, some people just be celebrities, bro. He probably like, he man, just think about the women Jermaine Dupri had before Janet. They turn up probably. They, it's time.
Right.
When they get in that nigga bedroom, it's time.
Like, I do not eat booty.
He's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, they be crazy. You know, he from Atlanta, right. But they be about crazy as fuck.
I ate every time.
You don't do wet, Sean?
Yeah, there's literally not a time I've had sex where I didn't have
my ass. I usually wear my braids hat and then
get licked off. Oh, my God.
Get my ass ate.
Shit.
I just flip it up in the back. Boom.
Bro. Flip it up in the back.
Get my ass ate.
It's a flip.
Your brother, the king of pop. You can't eat my ass. Okay.
That's why we turn the pants backwards.
All right. Well, let me go to Mariah because images of rapture creeping to me slow.
What are you
doing? And nigga had one of his Welcome to Atlanta baseball jersey. You flip it up.
I thought he had it tied in the knot. Unbuttoned.
Nah, he got it on.
No pants on.
He had it on like a Hoops girl.
Yeah.
Hollywood jerseys at the Hooters softball game.
Nah,
we ain't gonna have that's too far for it. That's too far for it.
You know what to do. That nigga wrote Jump from Crisscross. You supposed to do whatever he want with you two.
Real talk.
That nigga made Michael Jackson take some little boys on tour.
Nah, he did.
Well, I don't know how hard of a sell that was.
I'll take those two from Atlanta. Thank you.
Man, Michael Jackson did not touch them boys.
On, I didn't say he did.
He ain't touch them.
He ain't touch them boys.
Chris Cross was hard. Them niggas had pistols. Them. They thought they was gangsters. Them niggas probably had guns and shit on to
him. He ain't touch them, but his hand stayed on there.
Boy, wouldn't that be a funny headline?
This is a touch.
Chris Kelly from Chris Cross shoot Michael Jackson in the leg.
What?
But that nigga tried to tell me I popped his ass, bro. I mean, what all got a crisscross got a Glock? But them niggas be still out, boy.
Oh my God.
A denim 38.
Nigga shot Michael Jackson at 12, nigga.
Oh my God, bro.
He was trying to stick me, so I shot him. Hollow night, nigga.
He's my half sister, so I cuts the bitch in half. Culture comments. I got a couple. Let's see if they hit. Quez Montana 2131. I think this is the same nigga that changed his name. It say Remo ages jeans in the air fryer. And another one.
Take about 6 minutes.
Lyrical chaos.
Lyrical.
Says Ronnie dressed like a Wingstop camp counselor.
Your mama got a trapper keeper with a chicken thigh on it. Bitch, I can Joe too. The fuck?
Thigh? That's
just hilarious. A fried thigh picture on the chicken. Open like
a thigh picture.
He got pictures of all the other pieces of chicken on the notebooks inside of it.
My God, y'all niggas are crazy.
Drumstick breast, wing.
Chicken thigh.
Your mama got a trapper keeper with a leg quarter on the front of it.
That is fat.
That's some fat shit. Fat. We doing fat jokes? I can do that.
No, I think it was more because of the shirt you had on. I'm sorry.
I know. It's funny. I'm just hitting back.
Just hitting back.
Sick of it.
Sick of this shit.
Sick of it. I'm shooting at all y'all pussy niggas. I'm looking on y'all pages. Y'all niggas is dead. It be fake pages.
Neither one of them had a picture.
Nothing on their YouTube. They just fired on us.
Like, but to be fair, we tell them to do that.
So. We do like it when you fire. It's funny. I'm just
talking Ronnie's dressing like he was in Ghostbusters. maybe not.
I took time to remember what you had on before I looked at you.
Is that it?
I mean, when I think Ghostbusters, I think of like an overall suit.
I would have said what I look like. Too. If Slugga the Vegan had an exterminator.
I already told you, like, Schoolboy QRSTV.
That's school man.
That's school man. Is it that time, bro?
B. Dot fake like he doing homework.
Nah, y'all got my boy fucked up, man. He got me up in 2 hours.
Yeah,
y'all
bro.
Feel bad.
My bad,
B. Dot. He been doing this shit for 38 years.
38.
What happened with your feet, bloody beat up?
Just ask somebody.
Bloody beat up.
We should have asked why he was on the show.
I know, that nigga missed the opportunity. Young boy did your ass, didn't he?
I won that game for nothing.
But you still got bandages on your feet.
He lost a toenail.
Damn.
With a Crocs on.
Come on. You can't win, bro. When you get,
bro, you was hooping in Crocs.
Leaders, leaders. That's what it is.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to fire my son this time.
You going to fire him?
Push him down every time.
Every time. Your feet did not.
Lost the battle.
You can blend in his car. Can't wait to get the towel out the soap, nigga. Where are your foot tub at?
Your foot tub.
Eat that shit Mr. Miyagi had.
He was cutting the bungs out.
That's funny. We like to end the shows with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach. Give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode. I'm Kamal Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. It's tired as fuck. Count your blessings, not his, not hers, not theirs. Don't be worried about what other people got going on. Perspective is everything. Like they show you what you want to see. I heard somebody say, every time I get some money, some fucked up shit happened.
That's crazy. Don't say that ever.
But what if the fucked up shit happened before you got the money? Then you wouldn't be able to handle the fucked up shit that had happened. You would just be a nigga that had some fucked up shit happen to him. Perspective changes everything, man. Count your blessings. And nobody else's. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. That shit be so good.
Yeah.
Like it be
wrapped up in realism.
Yo, we need to register the church so we can get off on these taxes.
Goddamn right.
Fuck that.
I mean, you daggone right.
Yes.
You daggone right.
Sucker man.
Sucker man.
Hey, Bobby Shaw, you need a movie, man.
More Than Culture is the brand. It's the More Than Culture show. Come on, the Secret Genius. Remo Ride, Tyler Chronicles, Ryan Jordan. We out.
We outside.
God bless.
Cut it off.
Somebody
God bless the crew.
Sucker man.